July 7th, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I cannot come to you and speak to you without pointing out the evil that has infiltrated leadership, both in the secular world and in the religious realm as well. If I neglected this very important issue, my leadership through you to the public would be imperfect and faulty. So I tell you that the spirit of ambition has consumed many hearts in prominent leadership roles all over the world. This spirit inspires the compromise of truth and the disordered desire for more and more power, money, and self-gain. My heart mourns for the souls who are being lost, as they have been misguided and encouraged to oppose good. Evil factions have been formed and strengthened by the compromise of truth. People have learned to respect title and obedience to title above truth. You must obey God's commandments and laws of love first. Do not support that which tears down God's kingdom through disordered pride in obedience. Serve God, not man. I tell you these things with a mournful heart. I challenge the self-righteous to return to the humility of truth. You have no challenge in front of you that fidelity to the truth will not conquer. Be wise and prudent in what you accept as truth and in what leader you support. Allow my words to you today to lead you and all who are listening. A note is given to read Romans chapter 10, 1 through 4. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but it is not enlightened. For being ignorant of the righteousness that comes from God, and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law, that everyone who has faith may be justified.